scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
Now, Megan, remind me again, it's the Cherrywood Studios, right?
I think that's what you decided it's called, so sure.
I like it.
It does sound very classy.
If we can come up with a better one, then by all means, but I like that one. But if you're one of those people that is having trouble sleeping, you know what you need to do. Apparently, just make a list. According to a new study by Baylor University, they found that when people write a to-do list before bed, it actually helps them sleep better. And it seems that writing it down before you go to sleep keeps you from thinking about all those things that you need to get done. I find myself doing that all the time.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like,
this is actually, yeah. So I have written a to-do list at night for years now, and I love it because otherwise, like, you can't turn your brain off.
Exactly. There's so many times where I go to bed and I'm like, all right, I got to remember to do this in the morning. I got to remember to do this, and I don't write it down, and then I end up waking up in the middle of the night or
thinking about it. And then by the time you wake up in the morning, you can't remember what it was, so it's all lost.
Exactly.
It's like starting all the way over.
And it's even worse when you dream about it.
Yeah.
And then when you wake up and you're like, man, what was my dream about? I totally forgot.
The worst.
You just got to start from the beginning. So just make a list before you go to bed. It might be a micro workout for you.
It's good advice. Well, I wish someone had given better advice to Ronco. You remember Ronco, right? The as seen on TV.
I used to stay up at night all the time, especially on the weekends, and watch like Home Shopping Network and watch him. Love that.
So, which was your favorite product?
My favorite product was the Showtime grill thing, because we actually used to have one
set
when
it.
I was a kid. Set it and forget it.
Yeah.
So great.
Did you ever really do that? Set it and forget it?
Yeah, I actually just bought one of those for my sister-in-law for, I think, her birthday or for their wedding or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think people are buying them the way they used to, because the company actually filed for bankruptcy.
Aww.
Late last week. I think it's just because people aren't watching TV the same way they used to, you know?
That's true.
Like, yeah, I don't know. When are people going to think to buy a Vegematic? If not at 2 a.m. while watching TV.
I don't even remember what the Vegematic was.
I think it was like a little chopper.
Oh, yeah.
Like a little food processor.
Yeah. I remember that.
I do not remember what the 5-minute pasta wizard was, though.
No, or what else is on this list?
Microphone? The beef jerky machine. Mr. Microphone, don't remember that.
I don't know
that
either.
And the beef jerky machine? I don't know.
I think that was just like a food dehydrator thing, but no.
With a fancy name. Mm.
When I was growing up, we had to set it and forget it. My dad used to love that. You'd be able to cook chicken and all that, do all that stuff, and then set it and forget it.
And forget it. And then hopefully remember it before you burn the house
down. Exactly. But that's trending topics for this morning.